And there are a couple of problems with pshat, just a push of pshat for the Gemara. We learned yesterday, again, the first lashon held that no matter what happens, chalahu, chalsahi, persanida, the first lashon said that the husband is off the hook no matter what. They can't get married, so no matter what, he's off the hook. The second lashon starts the other way. It says, imtim tzolaymar, that maybe if he gets sick, he's my lama zaynus. It's a child if she gets sick. And in Tipsalayim, if she gets sick, he's also Milo Mazinus. He also has to pay. Then there's a Shaila by Persanida. So Persanida, in the normal way, that's not a Shaila. Shaila is Shalai Bashas Vester. So basically, the Gemara say there's three Shailas. Chalahu Mai. In Tipsalayim, Chalahu, he has to give Chalsahi Mai. We say Chalsahi, he has to pay Mazinus. So the third child is, when she's Mishana Vistayu, Mai. What's the din? So I asked you yesterday, what's the Svara here? If she gets sick, we say it's his fault. Mistap Chasadeyu, we say it's his fault, and he has to keep on paying Mizaitis. Even though she's the one that got sick. But even though she's the one that got sick, we somehow blame it on him, which we have to understand. And we say that your Milo Mazainas. So now I have a Shiloh. What happens if she's Mishana Vistayu? She's Mishana Havest. So I didn't understand. What's the difference? Her getting sick is an unusual thing, which happened. And we say he has to give Mazainas anyway. And her being Mishana Vest is also an unusual thing. What's the nafkamina? What's the Gemara Svara that if she gets sick, he has to give his items? If she's Mishana Vest, maybe not. Maybe he has a Ptor. Why should that be? What's the Svara to that? What's the Svara that if she gets sick, he has to pay? If she's Mishana Vest, no. It sounds like very much the same. You'll say maybe that it's more Shriach. More shriach to be Mishana Vest than to get sick. It's more shriach. Well, who cares if it's more shriach? Most women don't get sick, and most women are not Mishana Vestayim. So so one's a little more common than the other. I don't know. It's a very difficult follower. One to follow from one to the other. So I think we have two mahalchim here and how to explain this. Somehow neither of them is it has to be worked out. Neither of them is that satisfying, but let's try to understand, because Lamaisa we have to have a pshat in the Gemara Zibayim. So Rav Baruch Be'er in Siman Aleph, he has the kasha. And he says the teretz. Not 100% sure. I'll tell you the way I understand Rav Baruch Be'er's teretz. Rav Baruch Be'er says there's a difference between being sick, her being sick, and her being a nida. In the case of her being sick, I'll tell you Rav Baruch Be'er's words. I'll try to understand. In the case of her being sick, she could say, look, I'm ready to get married. I might be sick. I'm ready to get married. There's a slight problem that, you know, I'm in the hospital. I have to have surgery. I don't know if I'll be there. But mitzidi, I'm ready, just there's an einus, something's happening. By being a nida, she can't say, I'm ready. What do you mean you're ready? I can't marry a nida. What do you mean you're ready? She can't say, I'm ready. So, what does that mean? She's saying, I can't get married. A nida could get married too. So first let's talk like the Rambam. Like the Rambam, Kiddushin they had, and the suin, it's not possible because you need a yichud or a biyah. So let's talk first according to the Rambam. We'll talk after to see if this teretz is good like the Ram. But according to the Rambam, at least, or above best saying, what? Still, she the ma'ase of the Rambam is still right. She can't do a full ever the entire suin. She can't do it tonight. She's not pleased to go and get married as a half of the suin. So you understand the chiluk between a nida and being sick. Nida is something where she has no choice, she just can't get married. Chalsa is something where, somebody finish explaining.
It's partially his insult if he does not, she's saying I'm going to get married. The problem is so he obviously does not want to get married in this day because she's sick. So it's also a little bit his part.
But being Nida, Nida,
he wants to get married, and she's causing the problem. She's a Nida.
She is causing the problem.
He wants to get married, he's ready.
He has to get married.
In which case? Let's say Nida liked the Rambam. They had Kiddushin, so now they can't get married, so they need Nesu'ah. And Chalsa? Also, she can't get married, right?
She can't. What?
Yeah, but she, if it's not a full marriage, she can't force him to do a chasna without a little secret. What we're saying now is that by chalsa he has to give resignus. She can say I'm ready, I'm just sick. And by nida she can't say I'm ready, I'm just a nida, because if you're nida you're not ready. And what happens if she's sick? What does that mean? Rav Baruch Hu says if she's sick she could say I'm really ready, I'm just sick. What? Where by chalsa? So you're saying you also don't understand Rav Baruch Hu. I want someone to. I don't understand. I don't understand. So he seems to be chalak. Something that's a halacha. Nida's a halacha. She's not ready. And being sick is not a halacha. It's.
Why can't she get married for it? Theoretically, she can get married.
Theoretically, she could get married.
She's ready to get married, and just he doesn't want to get married. Because
and he's saying, look, I want to have a nice wedding. I want to get married in the hospital. But she also doesn't want to get married in the hospital.
But she's. If she probably feels that she doesn't want to. Push off the chasna, but there's a problem. She really wants to get married. She does not want to get married to say.
In the case of Chalsa, she wants to get married. In the case of Nida, she doesn't want to get married because she doesn't want to get married.
Married also,
but Chalsa, she also doesn't want. She doesn't get married when she's sick.
She wants to get married also by first Nida, just that it's not he himself. You know, it's not. It's not like by Chalsa he where he doesn't want to get married while she's in this state. But by first Nida, he wants to get married. Just that. She's
not right. She's not. She's a. So what they're saying is that by Anida, the person who's not ready. I agree with you. It's hard to understand. She can't get married. She can. She can't, just for practical reasons she can't. So Baruch Hu seems to be mechalik to when it's just like a practical thing she can't, and when it's halacha she can't. So chalsa he, she says I'm ready to get married. I'm really ready to get married, it's just going to be a very uncomfortable wedding. Very, very uncomfortable. But if you really want, this has to be the case. She's saying, if you really, really want, I'll do it. Is that what she's saying? Yes. Also. But Nida, she can't say, if you really, really want, I'll do it. So, no. What? Chalsa? She can't show up. What they're saying is, in theory, you could go to the hospital and give me miachad with that.
Sounds like your mouth.
I guess everything's possible. I mean, I don't know, unless she's in a coma, but assuming that. It's certainly not the type of marriage that they want, that she wants, not the type of chasa she wants, not the type she wants. So what is it? That one is objective and one is not.
What's the whole point we're reading here about the Zenith?
What we're saying here is, in the case of she gets sick, she could say, give me mezainis. I'm ready to get married. So that's why she gets mezainis. But by Nida, she can't say, I'm ready. So she can't say, I'm ready, she doesn't get mezainis. That's the smart of the Rav Baruch Hu.
Why did she say she's ready?
Because the Torah says she's not ready.
Sorry, but a full marriage, but
you can't force a man to see. You can't tell the man, look, I'm ready to get hefe. He says, look. Yeah, he's now married, got a yashna. He's married, got to be able to live with her, to be able to. What? He's not married, got to live similar. He said, I'm not just enough similar. I'm married, you don't want to be fully married like a husband and wife. You can't force him to do a Rav Naftali's type of a yichud and be satisfied.
Sounds like
the
Baruch
is saying,
what is a David
Sadadi? See, it's not Sadadi, she's sick.
Really,
I need a. But Nida was saying it's not a David Sadadi, it's Be'atzim, it's hard. Why is Chalsa more than Nida? Why should he be chayiv from Mizaynis by Chalsa and Pata from Mizaynis by Nida? That's the Shaila. Why should he be chayiv Mizaynis by Chalsa and Pata by Nida? It's hard to understand. Well, let me ask you, those of you who understand with Baruch Ben, those of you who have a hard time with it. So those of you who understand it, I would ask you, what happens if the Rav Paskins that she's too sick to go to the chasna? It's a halacha. It's a sakaras nefashis. Can you be maida? What? Come to her. You're right. You can go to her. You don't need beer. You need yichud. Marriage, stressful situation. I agree with you. So the doctor says it's sakana, so we're going to do that. Alright, I think we have to agree. It's okay. I don't mind that you're too much. I don't mind. I think basically Rav Baruch Be'er is saying a difference. He's saying a difference. Anita, it's a halacha thing, and a chaylan is it's a circumstance. But what my problem isn't that I don't hear Baruch Be'er's words. My problem is I don't understand why that should matter. Why should it matter that one case she's anita, so she can't get married, and one case she's chalsa, so she can't get married. Lamaisa, she can't get married. So if you want to say nistapka sadeo, say it in both cases. If you want to say he's off the hook, so say it in both cases. So let's try a second mahalach. Yeah. It's a halacha. So what should be the difference? Normally you should have to pay. I need a. Let's see. That's sort of the second mile. Let's.
Chalsa himself does not want to get married.
Chalsa, and by Nida, he also doesn't want.
He doesn't want to. He wants by Nida just that there's a she's lost with the also to him.
So by Chalsa, he also wants them, but she's sick. Just like by Nida, he wants to. Just unfortunately, she's in Nida. And by Chalsa, he wants to. Just unfortunately, she's sick.
No, but by when she's sick, he doesn't want to get married during that stage.
Well, one thing it's a halacha that's stopping, and one thing it's his taste. You know, it's just not a pleasant wedding. So it's a difference. Why it should make a difference? Let's try. Let's go with a second shot, okay? I'm not saying Rav Baruch Be'er, I can't say Rav Baruch Be'er is wrong. I'm just saying it needs a little more hesed. There's a second mahalach which some of the fellows in the shiur showed me yesterday in the sheet of the Kubetzes. I don't remember which piece it was. I don't remember the Dibra Maslow. But But I think it's a lot easier of a mahalach than the rabbah. What he basically is saying is the following. He says, when a couple does kiddushin, they know at the time of kiddushin that there's now a hischaivus that 12 months, and every time I say 12 months, I mean 12 months on a Wednesday. I'm just not going to bother repeating it. But 12 months from now, he's going to be chayav in mezainis. So when they get married, that's their understanding. That, when I say married, I mean kiddushin. Shas kiddushin. It's their understanding that 12 months from now, the husband is going to have to start to support her mezainis wise. However, right away at the time of the kiddushin, we know that she might be a nida. That the Gemara said loytibay. It's no shayla. Shas vesta loytibaya. That we know that when they have kiddushin, we know right away that there's a possibility that when the 12 months end, she'll be a nida. And if that happens, we're going to give him 12 months plus a week or 2 weeks or 3 days, whatever it takes her to become tar. So that's right away b'shas kiddushin. The Gemara said loytibayalach. There was no shayla that every time we say 12 months, just like it's understood, it means 12 months plus a Wednesday. It's also understood that it means 12 months plus when she becomes tar from being a nida. Women do not need this. It happens to every woman. And we know that that's a possibility. So if she's not Mishana Vesta, there's nothing to talk about. If she's not Mishana Vesta and it's a predictable day, there's no Nistapas Adeyu, there's nothing to talk about. The tzad of the Gemara that he should be potter when she's Mishana is to look at it as all cases of her being a nida, looking at it as one din. Instead of splitting it between Shas Vesta and Shalai B'Shas Vesta, the tzad of the Gemara that he should be potter is the following. The tzad that he should be potter is that as soon as they have kiddushin, he obligates himself to pay mezainis 12 months later, provided she's not a nida. Now, it's possible she will be Mishana Vesta. It's possible she won't be Mishana. You can she become Mishana Vesta. It's possible she'll be Mishana Vesta. It's most likely that she won't. But it's possible she will. But that's part of the package deal when you get Kedushin. When you have Kedushin, there's a deal. We're going to get married 12 months from now. But we understand right away, provided that she's not a nida. She may be a nida. Now, being sick is not something that's in the equation when the B'Shas Kedushin, because it's the women, it's not in the agreement, we're going to get married in 12 months, provided she's not sick. It doesn't dawn on them that she'll be too sick to go to the wedding. Everyone knows deep down that it could happen. But it's not part of the exemption, so to speak, that he has to Mezainis. When he does Kedushin, he right away has an exemption of Mezainis, that if it doesn't fall on a Wednesday, he has an exemption. And she's a nida. Now, it's true that if she's Mishana Vistayu, there's a svara maybe blaming on him. But there's also a svara the other way. That's part of their agreement, B'Shas Kiddushin. That when she if she's a nida then, we get an extension. What the Shita Mukum Bet says is Tuin Gaif, is saying, don't look at Mishana Vistayu separately. It's a separate case. The tzadari baya is that we look at all nidas together. Whether she's Mishana, she's not Mishana Vistayu. At the end of 12 months, if she's a nida, then the 12 months gets extended. So that you can understand. No, so there's still two tzadim in the Gemara. Gemara says, Ma, do we say, Matzi Amrlan Stapa Sadeyu, and he's chayiv? It's his fault that they were Mishana, and he's chayiv. Oidil. The question is, what's the oidil? So we asked, you get sick too. Why should Mishana Vistayu be an excuse? The answer is, Mishana Vistayu is an excuse because every Kedushin, it's understood that if the Nisuin comes, Bishashi's Anita, the wedding will be later. The Nisuin will be later. So Mameila, that's all part of this sort of an exemption that every Chasna has B'Shas Kedushin that he only has to pay Mezainis if she's right. This is a pshat which I hear. I hear a little chayli. I understand. So what do we do about Chayli? We say, she'll be sick at the end of the 12 months, we're going to blame it on him. It's his fault. Whatever that means. It's his fault. His fault if she'll be sick. But her being a Nida is possible. It's possibly her fault. The point is that we're not separating a woman who's Mishana Vest and a woman who's not Mishana Vest. And this Tzad Ribaya, we're just saying that Nidus happens, and therefore we're excluding Nidus. It's still a Tzad Ristapa Sadei. Chayla, I understand, but right away from the beginning, any case where she's a Chayla or he's a Chayla, we say, according to this Tzad of the Gemara, we say anytime anybody's a Chayla, it's only because of his mazel. It's his mazel. The wedding came out that she was a chayla. Being a nida is always a possibility. Now it's true. You could argue and say, well, it's only a possibility if she's not mishana. If she is mishana, it's awful. You could look at it that way. But after he came, there's a tzad to say that in the original agreement, all cases of nida are excluded. That's excluded from his obligation. No, we're only explaining a tzad and nida in the Gemara. Yeah.
She has a chronic condition at the time of the day.
That she's always Mishana Vestaya. Oh, you mean that she's a Chalanis? She has a condition where it's Taka Mestaba, we won't say Mestaba Sada, Sadayu. It's something that she had on the Mestaba. There's also a physical condition.
Beforehand, you would have made the same command about Chalil too.
What?
Beforehand, you would have made the same command about Chalil too.
They would have, but they didn't.
He knew that she was.
They would have, but it's not an. It's not if they would if they did make the agreement, he'll talk
about
Pater. But
like
they
didn't. It's a subconscious thing that we have that we know it's that she's a nida.
Says the thing. Nida is an understood part of the agreement, and being a chayla is not an understood part. It's not something people talk about. People take into consideration. Nida, since there are women who since with a normal vest, you also become a nida. All right. Look, these are two approaches. If you have a third. It's a chronic illness. If let's say every time there's hay fever season, she gets very sick. So it's taka the same as a vest. Okay, no, it should be the same.
But also, you
didn't
make it in the beginning. What why the chronic illness is full?
If chalsa he if they what? If they did not, right? Which is a normal case. Normally, they don't talk about it, right? Because they stopped the sedeo. That's what we're saying. All right, there's one other issue before we get back. That's this whole stop the sedeo business. Let's see, where's the first place the Gemara mentioned the stop the sedeo? Was on the Amud Aleph. Right, if he gets sick, he got sick. All right, that's easy, relatively, comparatively easy. The first time the Gemara said, she got sick, Matsiyamalay and Stapa Sadeya. We're saying in Timsa Laimar, you know that in Timsa Laimar the Rambam says means that the Gemara is more naita that way. Same Timsa Laimar, you could say in the Stapa Sadeya. So what does that mean? She could tell him, it's your fault. Why? So let's see the tap tices on the Amid Beis. Why can't he tell her, you're the one who's sick, it's your fault? The kivan da lay mifkeda periverivya lay miyensha. And I mean about baal yivimtei. There's a klal that a man is mechayev in pururavu. A woman is not mechayev in pururavu. So therefore, it's more likely that the sickness came because of his mazel. It has a bigger effect on him than on her. By him, it stops him from doing a mitzvah. So mistam, it's his fault. By her, right? By her, it's she's not mechayev puravu. There are less factors in her being sick. By him, there are more. So it's mistame that it's his thing. Now, first, let me mention to you that the Rishayim ask the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva from the Gemara by Katlonis. Katlonis is a woman who's widowed. She's married twice and her husband dies. So the third marriage, she has a din of a katlanis, so she's not allowed to get married a third time because she's a woman who causes her husband. She's like a sharmuid but she's a woman who causes. So it's either two times or three times. I'm a chalak. It's two times, three times. What katlan is kuf tes lamid katal is to kill. So katlan is she kills her husband. So the Gemara says, what do you mean she kills her husband? So the Gemara has two pshat. One pshat is that maybe mayanagarim. Mayanagarim means maybe she has a disease which is transmitted through bia. We know today there are diseases which are transmitted through bia. So maybe she has such a disease, mayanagarim, her body, when she has bia with her husband, she transmits some type of disease there. So that's one reason in the Gemara, mayanagarim, which is fine, makes a lot of sense. Gemara is the second reason. Maybe mazlagarim. Maybe it's her mazel that to be a widow, to be alone. Her mazel is going to be alone. So whoever she marries, it's a kitrug on the husband because of her. So mazlagarim, so that's why the husband dies. So the Rishonim ask, what's going on here? When she gets sick, it's his mazel. When he dies, it's her mazel. If he's mechuyev and pruravu, we say it's his mazel. So why don't we say the same thing there? If when she gets sick, we say it's his mazel, because he's mechuyev and pruravu. So if he gets sick, it certainly should be his mazel. He's the one mechuyev and pruravu. So it's like a pella. The two gemaras are mamish the opposite. You know, you would think when he gets sick, it's his mazel. When she gets sick, it's her mazel. See, we have one gemara that says when she gets sick, it's his mazel. And we have another gemara which says that when he gets sick and dies, it's her mazel. If mazel garin because he's mechuyev for ravu, so there also.
So right now she's loving that husband. For her, it's her bed.
So here also, she's left without a husband. She can't get married. So it's her bed. It's her bed love.
No, her husband's still alive.
But yeah, she just doesn't have a husband. She's not getting married. One second, good. All right, first, so the Ritva says something like what you're saying. The Ritva says that over here, what happened? They can't have children till later. They're going to get married later. It's having children that was affected. So we look at Pururavu. So we look at Pururavu and we say his mazel is good. Over there, it's the Gemara says Tav Lamesiv Tandu Milamesiv Amalu. The Gemara says a woman has more tsar to be single than a man. It's more painful for a woman to be single than a man. So over there, where what happened was that she remained single, so remaining single is something that's more a woman's tsar than a man's. Puravu is more a man's thing. Remaining single is more a woman's thing. So where the issue is Puravu, like in Agimara, it's a man's, we say it's his mazel. But the issue is Tavla Mesef Tandu, being single, so we say a woman being single is a much bigger tsar than a man. So therefore, it was her mazel. That's what it says in the Ritva. And I think the Shinto Bukubetz is B'Shem Raj, this is the same Teretz. You understand the Teretz? Understand the Teretz? I always have a problem with this Teretz. What?
Because of two. But again, because of our mouth.
Right.
It's worse for our to be single than ours, but it's dead. It's not like
yeah, most people would rather be single than be dead.
Yeah,
that's what I understand about this Ritva. It's her mazel, she ended up single, like Nebuchadnezzar, but he ended up dead. I don't understand this. I hate to, I'm giving it, I don't know.
Oh, no,
he'd rather be dead than be married to her, that's what you're saying.
No, he's single.
I don't understand the Ritva, but I saw another Teretz. Dafla says another Teretz. Dafla says. One second, Dafla. We'll talk. Dafla says, with better Teretz, I think a better Teretz. Dafla says, normally we blame things on the husband. We say it's the husband's mazel, he's b'chayiv and puravu. So normally blame the husband. What? But, where it happened twice, where it happened already two times, or one Monday, three times, it happened already a few times to the same woman, then we say it's the woman's mazel. So that's very mistaken. That's normally we say it's the man's mazel. If it keeps on happening to the same woman with different husbands, so we say it's the woman's mazel. B'chayshish is the woman's mazel. It's not a vada. B'chayshish is the woman's mazel. So our flaws teretz, I understand very gishmak.
So the mashav is the best chain of kavua, and it's the Baal's model.
So when it's
every guy dies over and over and over, it's like the best kavua, it's our mazel. So the best chain of kavua, it's happened once.
The stachus today will be his mazel. So Gemara has that side in the Ibayim. Gemara takas to tzedah. But at least the tzad of mazel, which is the one we're comparing, that tzad, so that's very good. The husband. It's the husband's cheshbon, because it's a plural of whom. And the wife's cheshbon, where it happened a few times.
If she gets sick twice,
she but it has to be with two different husbands. It's the same husband, so again, it doesn't help. It's if it happens with a few different husbands. She has kedusha to one husband, and then she gets sick, and the wife gets pushed off. And later on, she gets again. She has another husband, she gets sick again. And then the third time, in the Kinami. Then we'll blame it on her. She always gets sick when it's the wedding day. Same husband, not. It could be each of their husbands. It could be equal. Doesn't matter. It could still be his mazel that happens now. No, he said chashin. It's a suffix. She can't get married in the suffix. Mazel katlonis is only the suffix. As a matter of fact, many of you shayim hold that if she gets married, she's not halacha. They got married without piper. We don't force them to give again. It's only a
subject.
Okay. Good? Okay, let's see. Right. He can't be married either. He's dead. Must be right. The original says like you. I don't understand. Okay, let's see. First, let's finish the Gemara. We'll get to Taisus. The Gemara is Paishit, Pashit Rav Achai. He gives mavalei nisu, aichelis mishalai, aichelis betruva. Lai nasu, lai ketani, ela lai nisu. What's the difference between nasu and nisu? This is a very digduk. So we have to trust Rashi and Taisvis that lai nisu means she's not the one who did it, and nasu means he's the one. So lai nisu, hekidam. Either come back in he. If she just says, I don't want to get married, I'm aichelis mishalai, aichelis betruva, she doesn't get anything. Ela lav this. Ki hai gavna, must be one of the, it must be this case. Bektani achelz mishleich, that's true. Amar Ravashi, layim alayim alach kol unso layachla. Now, what is Ravashi saying? Ravashi saying, if I can, kol unso layachla, which is the same as the first lashon. According to Ravashi's maskara, the second lashon is going to end up the same as the first. Kol unso layachla. Udukamak v'yinu, ubedinu di bai lay lemisni lay nasu. It should have said lay nasu. I did, tanabesha, but did he? So Rav Ashi is saying that you don't eat. If it's pushed off for any one of the three reasons, of the four reasons, either chalahu, chalsahi, persani the bishasvest, persani the shalai bishasvest, in all those cases, he doesn't have to give his ainus. He couldn't get married. Which is very good. He's an ainus. He can't get married. So therefore, he doesn't have to pay his ainus. So fine. Let's see Taisvis, Lafikach. Lafikach alahu, Eina imala la mezainis. Now this Taisvis, Lachaira, belongs on the Yamar Aleph. Right? Lachaira. Lafikach alahu, Eina imala la mezainis. It's both Lashainis. Right? And if he gets sick, Eina imala la mezainis. Kashalari. Damar bahachaylaits. It says in Yavamis, Amad bidin ubarach. Nizainis bishal Yavam. Umefarish biyushalim. What's the case there? A woman falls to her husband dies. She falls for Yibum to her brother-in-law. The brother-in-law, now you get 3 months. For 3 months, there are months, 3 months of Havchana. We have to make sure she's not pregnant. Maybe she's pregnant, she doesn't know. We wait 3 months. After 3 months, it would be noticeable if she's pregnant. So now we know she's not pregnant. So he's mechuyif to marry her. If he doesn't want to, he has to give chalitza. If he gives chalitza, he doesn't have to give him a zaynus. He can either give a yibum or chalitza. But barach, he ran away. So v'hu adin chala. Taisis shita is the Yerushalmi shita is barach hu adin chala, that you have to give him a zaynus. V'achamina the chalei ma'ilam zaynis a gavada gakasha. Our Gemara says at the end of 12 months, chala, you don't have to give mezainis. And that Gemara says chala at the end of the 3 months, you do have to give mezainis. What's the difference? Should it make sense to me? Chalatina yavam and then arusa. Aymeri, you're right. The reason you cite is that barach and chal, that yavam and arusa are the same. They're both mamish the same. That's the rishita. They both have the same dinim. What's the din? Hasam chalai barach la'achar sha'amad b'din shekfar neschayev lavim mezainis. That Gemara is talking that it's 3 months and a day. It's already past the time he should have done yibum and chalitza. So then he was already chayev mezainis for that day before he got sick. So now if he gets sick afterwards, he has to keep on paying. Aval hacha b'chalam kaidem ikiyas his man. But here it's talking that he got sick before this man. A very mistavidika Chilik Taisis is saying that it depends. If he's sick at the moment, he has to start, he has an obligation of mezainis, so he has a good excuse. He's an honest. However, if the chiyuv began already, he already started to be chayiv mezainis, and then he becomes sick. So then, what's it in? Then he has to keep on paying. And he has to keep on paying. The Ramah and Shulchan Aruch passed us this way in Siman Nun Vav, Sif Gimel, that even though if he's sick, Bishas Maisa, if he's sick right away, he's off the hook, he doesn't have to pay, because we paskin like the Masgana. The Chala, Chalsa person neither. If it's right away, Bishas Maisa, he's off the hook. But if at the end of the 12 months he's negligent, he should have married her, and he just didn't do it, so he became chayiv mezainis. Once he became chayiv mezainis, then if afterwards he gets sick, he has to keep on paying. Very dover mistaver. The grand that Ramah says, the makar of the Ramah, this taste was no problem. Very mistaver. There is a nidain though. In the following case, listen to the following case. At the end of the 12 months, he was ready to get, he was well, she was well, and he said, you know, I need another month, I'll pay mezainis. Okay? He's willing to pay mezainis, he's not ready to get married. So he pushes it away. Then, she gets sick. Not him. Taisa says him. Why would Taisa say, if she got sick, let's say after 13 months, follow the case? Follow? I don't think you follow. No one's talking.
She got sick or neither?
Again, she got sick or she became a neither. Again, I don't want to say neither, because neither is predictable. Let's talk about being sick. Again, the 12 months passed. In month 13, he paid mezainis. At the end of month 13, he gets sick. There's no shayla, he has to keep on paying. There's no excuse. What happens if he paid mezainis the 13th month, and now she gets sick in the 14th month? She gets sick. Does he have to keep on paying mezainis? Why would you say api sfera? Yeah. Why not? So what's the answer? Why not? Well, what would someone say? What? What? Yeah, if you become married, you have to give him a sign. Yeah. So you're saying that he should have to pay. So you're agreeing. Does anybody see it sad you shouldn't have to pay? Any side they shouldn't have to pay? Nobody feels they shouldn't have to pay. What? Oh. The Maram Shif says, and Pesach Tshuva brings it down in over there in Shulchan Aruch, that when she gets sick, so he could come and say, I'm ready to get married. You're sick. I don't want to pay mezainis anymore. What? He had headaches. He was very nervous.
Once
his chiyuv starts, the chiyuv turns off and on and off
and on. No, you're required to pay.
Well, why is he
chiyuv
to pay?
Because he's
supposed to marry her. Because he's supposed to marry her. So he says, I'm ready to marry her now.
What?
I'm ready to marry her.
But once you start pregnant, which is what the father's house now, he's supposed to marry her. Yeah.
He's ready. She's ready. He comes. He says, I'm ready to get married. We cooked the chicken, and we set up the hall. I'm all ready to get married. You're the one who's sick now. So he paid for the 13th month. He paid. He got one more month. That's what she's doing. She's waiting. Isn't she waiting? She's not saying, I want to get. She's saying, all right. You know, it happens. You know, it happens sometimes. People wait for each other. He gave. The 13th month, he gave Messiahs. He gave Messiahs. He said, I'm not ready. So fine. He gave Messiahs the 13th month. Now comes the 14th month, and she's sick. That's the question. Logically, why not? But remember, we don't paskin like the tzad of Mazel. So we paskin that he's off the hook. We don't paskin the status of David. We paskin like the tzad that he could say, I don't pay him. He didn't pay the 13 months, he wasn't ready to get married. Anybody bring a raya? Yes, Avi. Right, he's obviously saying I'll marry you eventually. He's not, otherwise he wouldn't pay a mezuzah, just give her a gift. Well, I don't know. You mean if he set a date? You're saying if he set a date. I'm saying he didn't set a date. During the 13th month, why should she take from her father? He pays the 13th month. No, he paid the 13th month. I'm not sure what you mean. The father doesn't have to give him his zainus. The father will say, look, you're married. It's 12 months. Go take him your husband. During 12 months, she's fed by the father. 13th month, she's fed by the husband. And normally, she'll be fed by the husband till the chasana. Now that she gets sick, well, she should go back to the father. The husband shouldn't have any obligation to her. I'm okay with that. The what? No, but then the husband's before you have to pay. Well, we don't know by Yavam if she would get sick, what the din would be. The text doesn't talk about that. What? But what would be the din chal sahi here over there? We don't know. The Hamakna argues with the Maram Shif, but he brings a raya that you're missing. He brings such a beautiful raya. The Hamakna says Yankee's about to say this. Huh? Now what's a raya?
The whole
not a svara, a raya. The svara we could argue back on. He brings not one but two gevaldige rayas. He says, what happens at the end of the 12th month? He has to stop paying mezainis. Now, he has to pay mezainis for the next month. What's going to happen when she's a nida? She's definitely going to be a nida during this month. Is she potter during that month? Is he potter for paying mezainis? He'll say, I only pay when you're tar. When you're tameh, I don't want to pay. It says, befeirish later, he brings a tesis later, that a man, after 12 months, gives his wife mezainis. So let's say he's a kayin. You can get away with giving a truma. Truma is cheaper than chulin. So if you give a truma, chalas mishlai, chalas betruma. But when she's a nida is not allowed to eat truma. A tamei person is not allowed to eat truma. So Taisa says, a kayin's wife, after the 12 months, a kayin gives his wife truma for the time she's tar, and he has to give a chulin. He has to spend more money to give chulin for the week she's tamei. So it's a beferish gemara that he has to give mezainis. Beferish taisus that he has to give mezainis even when she's a nida. When she's a nida, why doesn't he get up and say, "I'm not koyimna"? You're the one who's stopping it. So it's a raya, he says, that once he starts paying, he has to pay, even if she's a nida, and maybe even if she's sick. Maybe even if she's sick. What?
Unless you say a nida is different than pulsing.
Unless you'll say... But it's the same shaylah we say I'm not chayim though. Because remember, it's not if we stop this today, we don't pass the mark. Right, that's the Gemara's ending up, that he's off the hook. We don't say the status today. Once we all say the status today, we'll see. A second raya. Can I ask you, Zakta Mahamakna? It comes the end of the 12 months, he has to pay. Does he only have to pay on Wednesdays? What about Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays? He has to pay Sunday, Monday. Let's say he starts paying. Then one day he gets up, he says, I'm ready to get married. But we have to wait for Wednesday, so I don't want to pay you the next few days. There's no svar in the world that he'll be off the hook. It's not mistaver, I can't prove it to you. But it's not mistaver that he only has to pay for Wednesdays. You know? What? Thursday, Friday, certainly, that's why I'm avoiding. I'm saying even Sunday, Monday, Tuesday he would have to pay. Because once he missed, it's not mistaver, Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays he could say I don't have to pay because I can't get married. So Zakta HaMakna, like you're saying, that once he has to pay, he has to pay. Once you start paying, you have to pay no matter what happens, even if she becomes sick, no matter what. So it's a machlaikis between the HaMakna and the Maram Shif. So the Sefer HaMakna gives a svara. By stois, that the Maram Shif, svara-wise, the HaMakna held there's something to say. He could say, I'm not him. So the Hamakna says, I want to tell you a klal. The Hamakna quotes this klal from the Hafla, which is him. I told you yesterday, Hamakna and Hafla are the same author, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sefer, well, both Svarim. And he says, Ksubis, Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, which we didn't get to yet, I write a rule, and that rule is a rule. The rule is, if you want to give an excuse, you want to say, I'm an Einis, I'm not Kaimna, the excuse is only good if when that excuse didn't exist, you were willing to get married. In other words, if you say, I'm ready to get married, I'm an Anus, so that's a good excuse. She's sick. But if with the 12 months ended, and you weren't ready to be married, before the excuse came along, you were not ready to get married. Now you say, oh, she's sick. You can't do that. Because you had the opportunity. If when you had the opportunity, you didn't do it, you can't come now and say, oh, she's sick, I'm off the hook. An einus is only an einus if when you had the opportunity, it's only an einus where we say that if you could have gotten married, you would have gotten married. But you have a pretty bad track record. There were 30 days you could have gotten married and you chose not to. Now the 31st day you start singing that, oh, I'm ready to get married, it's Hufwald. That's not an excuse. You can't come along with such an excuse that for 12 months that was the agreement. For 12 months you don't want to get married, that was the original agreement. But at the end of the 12 months he's supposed to get married. So every day, you know, they call, you ready? No. You ready? No. Look, now, she gets sick. Yeah, now I'm ready. You can't say that. An einus is only a good excuse if, were it not for the einus, you would have done it.
To agree for a month, so it's not. It's not like every day.
They didn't agree for the month. It was, he just stalled for a month. I'm just picking him up as a number. He kept on stalling. If he keeps on stalling on his own, now we can't tie it up. Now I'm an einus. A person can't tie an einus in such a case. A person can't tie that he's an einus if he wouldn't have done it. The case that the Haflah goes on is the Gemara's next sugya, which Shemitz Hashem, I hope to start tomorrow, where a man gives a get and he tells his wife, this should be a good get if I do not return in 30 days. He wants to think it over. So he gives her a get. If I do not return in 30 days, it should be a get. So the Gemara has a discussion. What happens if the 30th day he's an einus? 30th day he wanted to come back, and he came, Paske Mavra. He came, he wanted to go across a bridge, and the bridge fell down. He's an einus, he couldn't come. So the Gemara has a discussion if yesh einus, einus is a good excuse, or einus. Zokta afla, what happens if you say yesh einus? Einus is a good excuse. But this man, that morning, he woke up the day he had to come, the end of the 30 days, and he said, you know what? Let it be a get. I'm not going to come. He did nothing to come. Mamish didn't do anything. And then, a day later, he comes into Bezdin. He says, you know, I changed my mind. Tell him it's too late. He says, yeah, but yesterday I couldn't come anyway. I was in Anos. I couldn't come. The bridge fell down. Did you read in the newspapers? The bridge fell down. I couldn't come. I was in Anos. Bezdin tells him, yeah, but you didn't want to come. And he says, well, as soon as I wanted to come, Lamaisa, I was in Anos. So is Anos a good excuse? So the Afla says it's not a good excuse. If you weren't going to do it anyway, Anos is not a good excuse. Anos is only a good excuse if you were ready to do it and he was absent. If you weren't going to do it, Anos is not a good excuse. And this man, who after the 12 months, for 30 days, he wasn't ready to do it. Now he's saying, ah, also he, it's our fault. That's not a tain of Inus. Even though Mimitsius, he was an Inus, it's not a tain. So the Amakna says, it's the same thing in this case. The same thing here. That in such a case, even though Chalsa he, so the Amakna says, he has to keep on paying. Now, just to defend the Maram Shif, what's the Maram Shif's tzad? Rav Shif's raya is from the Gemara. The Gemara said, "Poshet Rav Achai, he goes, he has mavelay nisu aichelus, mishalai aichelus betruma. Loi nisu means she didn't want to get married, she couldn't. It's her fault. She's aichelus." So the Gemara says, "What's the case? What's the case of loi nisu?" That was the Gemara's kasha. So Rebbe had to answer, "Loi nisu is lav dafka." According to the Hamakna, Gemara could have answered, "Higia zman v'loy nisu echelas mishalai," means if the zman passed already, it's already the 13th month, v'loy nisu and she gets sick, echelas mishalai. Why? The Maram Shif says, why didn't the Gemara say that? That's pshat. Higia zman, the 13th month came, v'loy nisu, and she wasn't ready, she got sick, echelas mishalai, she eats. Since the Gemara did not say it, says the Maram Shif, is a raya, that if it's the 13th month and she's not available, she doesn't get to eat. That's where the Maram Shif brings his makar from. So la halacha, it's a machlaikis. Machlaikis the Hamakna and the Maram Shif in this case. Okay. So this is the sugya of Echelas. There's always more on a sugya, but I think that we should start the next sugya tomorrow, the sugya Vainis Begitten. Let me just tell you that in order to come into shir for the sugya, you really have to sort of plow through the Gemara to the bottom of the page and then start it again. You just have to know the Gemara. Basically, Rava says Einainis Begitten, and the Gemara at the bottom of the page says his reason. So it's very hard to start and talk about Rava when the Gemara explains the reason on the bottom. So you really have to try to go through the Gemara till there, and Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin the next one. If you get the stipend, first stipend.